Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Marlene Hummel and Rich Perry, and we're going to be visiting about a visit to Haiti and related activities. So Marlene, we want to start with you first and kind of give us a little bit of background.
We first became acquainted with John and Christy Mon Premier through our granddaughters, but we have gone to Haiti. This was our fifth trip. Christy is from Orange City and married a Haitian man when she was on a mission trip in Haiti. And then they came back, he got his theology degree, she got her nursing degree, and then they went back to start a mission in 2005.
Okay, so that tells me how long they've been there. Been there a while and have seen many things happen in that part of the world, because there's been good things and not so good things for sure. Because one of the things that I think of is all of the money and assistance and so on that was poured into Haiti. It was big in the news and now we don't really hear much about it, but things are still going on and missionaries and you folks are helping that to happen. So Rich, I want to tell us, what did you and Marlene and the other crew work on?
Well, this year we had two newbies that went with us, Dr. Ken Burkhart and Fred Kay. And so we took some different directions this year than we normally do, but we also did some of the normal things too. And when I say normal things, we're talking about, we did a concrete floor in a home so that we got a family up off of the dirt. We did a Bible school for about 120 children, and that included giving out pillowcase dresses that Cheryl Wessels and others in the community provided for us to take down, so that each child that came to Bible school ended up leaving with some new clothing.
So what was the reaction? I think it has to be just the greatest experience to give those dresses away.
It is. It is really neat to see the kids and see them. Just something new is really something to them. We also this year got to experience the Bible school. Normally we take peanut butter sandwiches and Kool-Aid to. This year we did it at the same day that the UCI mission had their nutrition day at this church. So we got to see them and actually helped feed the 80 additional children that were there above the normal that they feed a full meal. And for some of these kids, that's the only full meal they may have for a couple of days or three.
So many experiences, and I'm guessing you took a few pictures along with that, too. So, Marlene, the philosophy I mentioned, you know, lots of money, lots of things come into that community. What happens to that? I mean, what difference does that make?
It's made a huge difference, and it's made a huge difference in the people, I would think, more than I can say anything. They, John and Christie's, besides spreading the word of Jesus Christ to them, it's that they need to preserve their self-worth, and a hand up will do that, not a hand out. So we are never allowed to just give something without helping, being part of a training or a process or a learning thing. So one of the biggest things that we have done is to help at the schools. They've started a school after the earthquake, and this fall they have 769 children registered in a private Christian school.
So think about that compared to our school. I mean, that's a big school.
That's a big school.
It is.
And they're busy building every summer to add on to it so they can accommodate those children.
What is it expensive for the kids to go to that school?
Oh, perfect question. It is. It costs $120 a year for a child, for full tuition for that child to go to school. So one of the great things that we can do is, by giving them a little hand up, is to pay part of that scholarship and scholarship the children partially. And if they do that, then the parents are, if they receive a scholarship, they are required to assist at the school. They may be the janitor, they may need to come and paint, they may need to work on the playground, that many things that they can do because their child is receiving a benefit. So it's a community attitude and working together.
Okay, so in relationship to that hands up, Rich, you have a chicken expert that went with you. Did that make any difference to what you did?
It sure does. With Fred K, we were part of building a chicken house, one of two chicken houses that will be built there in the area of Kaiman. I might add that Kaiman is up in the mountains, 65 miles northwest of Port-au-Prince. They were not affected by the earthquake, except that it gave them more residents because people came back to the safety of the hills after the earthquake in Port-au-Prince. So we are helping, with Fred's help, to establish broilers, and then there's another group that's taking on the establishment of layers so that we will have chicken projects going. Now, these projects are in conjunction with the university, which is in its fourth year now. It's not only elementary education, which includes up through seventh grade, but now the university, which has five areas of study, medicine, both doctorate and nursing. They have teaching, they have agriculture, and they have theology. So quite a well-rounded thing there, too, with how many students there?
Over
500 students this year.
Okay.
On that.
So that now when the chicken, this is a business, right? I mean, this isn't, this doesn't say quite right, but just to feed people now, this is a business.
No, this is a business. In fact, what we went down with this year as far as the finances was not only the finances to dig the well, to provide the water for the chickens, to build one of the chicken houses, and to stock it with broilers and to feed them for three times turn. Now, the reason for the three times turn there was that by the time the profits of the first three groups are accumulated, the first three bunches are accumulated, that should give enough to buy the fourth bunch, and it should be self-sustaining from there on. So here again, giving a hand up.
Okay, so it goes on. Instead of being the end product, it's a... It is a continuing kind of project. Now, what about a vegetable growing? I'm thinking many people in areas like that, that's kind of how they supported themselves initially, feeding themselves. Are there any projects related to vegetable growing, Marlene?
There's a lot of projects with the vegetable growing. First of all, the agricultural students there and the training, they are trying to go out into, in fact, our newsletter this last time just mentioned that they, this summer, the agricultural students had gone out and had been working with different villages to help teach them how to do a better job of raising the vegetables and crops. One of the things that happened that we were part of earlier was helping to buy irrigation pumps. There's a very long dry season where they are at, and so for them to have produce through the drying season, they dig the ditches, put in irrigation pump, and a number of families share that pump. That pump was bought with money that was donated to the UCI to help with the earthquake. Okay, so how are they are using it to try to feed and to help people feed themselves. So they share that pump, a group of families, and then they have to pay back over 2 years the cost of that pump from their produce, and then that buys another pump, continuing the sustainability of growing the gardens.
I think we could all learn some good lessons here for about sustainability. Rich, you mentioned that Dr. Burkhart also was in this group this time. Did he put his physician skills to use?
Oh, did he? They have a new clinic there, and he staffed it and saw over 125 patients in the short week that we were there. He didn't hardly get a chance to finish lunch when one of the students that was there ahead of us in a group came to him and said, "You did say you were a doctor. We have someone that needs to be stitched up.
Right now.
Go to work right now.
So he probably didn't even have time to sleep.
not only did Ken do great work there, but he also was responsible for helping us get supplies at very affordable rates through the help of the hospital here. And that worked very well that we were able to take supplies in for the clinic.
Great stories, and are running out of time. But Marlene, if people want to hear more about this project and the possibility of being part of it.
We'd very much like to invite anyone who's interested in hearing more and meeting John and Christy. They will be in the Atlantic at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church on 14th Street on September 11th, Sunday evening, 7 p.m. And we'd love to have as many people as possible come hear them.
Okay, thank you very much to Marlene Hummel and Rich Perry for being with us today. And here's a thought from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Whatever you do, you need courage. Whatever course you decide upon, there's always someone to tell you that you are wrong.